This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBean. A military base in the U.S. state of Virginia will house Afghans who help the U.S. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With the withdrawal of U.S. forces in Afghanistan approaching the final stages, about 2,500 Afghans who worked for the U.S. government over the past 20 years will be evacuated and temporarily housed at Fort Lee, Virginia.
These are brave Afghans and their families, as we have said, whose service to the United States has been certified by the embassy in Kabul and who have completed thorough SIV security vetting processes.
State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters Monday the Afghans will begin arriving at Fort Lee next week. The group includes 700 Afghans who worked for the U.S. and roughly 1,800 family members. Another 4,000 applicants and family awaiting security clearance will be sent to non-U.S. locations while their visas are processed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Biden administration and Western allies are formally blaming China for a massive Microsoft Exchange email server software hacking. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
Canada's health minister, Patty Hajdu, tells CTV.
And South Korean President Moon Jae-in will not visit Tokyo for the upcoming Olympics. His office said on Monday it's scrapping plans for what would have been his first summit with Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga. The announcement came after Seoul lodged a protest over a new report on Friday that a senior diplomat at Japan's embassy in Seoul had said that Moon was masturbating when describing his efforts to improve relations between the two countries. The latest uproar further inflamed relations between the two nations feuding over territorial claims in their wartime history, dashing any remaining hopes that the Tokyo Games might offer a fresh start for bilateral and regional cooperation. This is VOA News. Haiti's elections minister says that interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph will step down in the wake of the July 7th assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Matthias Pierre told the Associated Press Monday the negotiations are still ongoing, but Ariel Henry will leave the country. Moïse had designated Henry to replace Joseph a day before he was killed. The change follows a statement Saturday from a key group of international diplomats that appear to snub Joseph, calling on Henry to form a government. U.S. President Joe Biden is tempering his assessment that social media giants are killing people by hosting misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccines on their platforms. Biden said Monday that he hopes tech companies don't take his comments personally and instead act to save lives. Companies like Facebook defend their practices and say they're hoping people around the world access verified information about the shots. But the White House says they haven't done enough to stop misinformation that has helped slow the pace of new vaccinations in the U.S. to a trickle. Canada will begin letting fully vaccinated U.S. citizens into Canada on August 9th and those from the rest of the world on September 7th. Canadian officials say the 14-day quarantine requirement will be waived as of August 9th for eligible travelers who are currently residing in the United States and have received a full course of COVID-19 vaccine approved for use in Canada. The Public Safety Minister Bill Blair said Monday a date for the U.S. to allow fully vaccinated Canadians to cross the land border isn't yet known. Any Canadian can fly to the U.S. England's nightclubs reopened as the country's lifted most remaining restrictions after more than a year of lockdowns, mask mandates, and other pandemic-related curbs on freedom. There was joy in dance floors across the country at overnight Freedom Day parties, but scientists are now monitoring the big step out of lockdown with concern. They say the UK is entering uncharted waters by opening up when reported cases are not falling but soaring. There have been reminders of how precarious the infection situation is. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was spending Freedom Day in quarantine because he had contact with the country's health secretary, who tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday. And a rural teacher turned political novice has become the winner of Peru's presidential election after the country's longest electoral count in 40 years. Pedro Castillo's supporters included Peru's poor and rural citizens. He defeated the right-wing politician by just 44,000 votes. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.